This show is furnished by Abir Cohen, Trazon, and Sallow.
You're listening to the Axe Law Hour on 790 KABC. The attorneys from Axe Law are here to help you restore your property, your pocketbook, and your sanity. Don't delay. Act now at 800-222-5222.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles. This is Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to the Axe Law Hour, heard every Saturday at noon, providing you with solid information from our good friends at Abir Cohen, Trazon, and Sallow, the Axe Law Firm. That's A-C-T-S Law. Find them at axelaw.com. Knowledge is power, and power is knowledge. The Axe Law Hour wants to empower you today. And now, here's the host and managing partner of the Axe Law Firm, Danny Abir, along with me, Lorraine Love.
Hey, Lorraine, how are you?
Good. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
It's a great looking Saturday. 63 degrees.
Yeah, it's kind of warm, right?
Yeah.
Relative to what you see on the East Coast.
Oh my gosh. They're saying that they're afraid some of the actors and actresses aren't going to be able to make it out tomorrow night for the Golden Globes.
Oh, that's tomorrow night. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Golden Globes. Big night in Hollywood.
I saw a clip yesterday of a fire truck going through the city of Boston.
Oh.
It was scary. I mean, the amount of the snow and
right.
I was trying to plow it through there, and it was just absolutely scary.
Mm-hmm.
We have Doug Roshan here with
us. Yay, Doug. Hey,
Doug. Finally, after so many weeks.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Did you have a good holiday?
It was nice. We did not have nearly the same problems that they'd had back east.
Right.
Most of my family who's back east got snowed in. In fact, my sister said, I think it was New Year's Day, was 1 degree.
Oh, my goodness. And where is she?
She's in Detroit.
Detroit. Wow. 1 degree.
It's funny. My sister lives in Michigan, too.
You know, it's their dog wouldn't even go outside because of how cold it was, that it actually was getting frostbite on its paws.
Oh, how
the
sad.
The dog is saying, you think I'm going to go step out there?
Uh-uh.
No way.
I don't think so.
Not happening.
Wow. Well,
so we ended the last show. I'm sure you were listening, Doug.
Always.
Alex and I ended the show, the last show of the year, with the most interesting and the most talked about and searched terms, legal terms of 2017. And how it had legal ramifications. I mean, for example, number one, what do you think number one was?
Of a legal search term?
No. Just the most searched term, and then we talked about the legal aspects of it.
How so
it,
the most searched in 2017, what do you think the number one most searched thing was?
Donald Trump?
You would be surprised. That's what I thought it would be. It wasn't even the top 10.
No, it wasn't.
It was not even the top 10.
What was it?
It was the hurricanes.
Hurricanes.
Irma, Harvey.
Oh, right.
Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And number two was shocking for me.
The fires?
No, number two was the Las Vegas shooting.
Yeah.
So people must be really paying a lot of attention to natural disasters.
And
around
things
the world,
that are going around the world. And number three was Matt Lauer getting fired and all the Harvey Weinstein stuff.
Yeah.
So kind of a segue to some of the areas that your areas of expertise being sex abuse and sexual assault and so forth.
It's kind of crazy, though, because you see in the news one thing happened, then all of a sudden it's a barrage, an avalanche of
snowball.
Other news stories coming out. And
oh, for sure.
You turn on the news every day and it's like it's one after the other.
I said how long ago when this all started coming out, I said there's going to be no guys on TV anymore. It's going to be all women. And then all of a sudden, you know, Hoda's now doing Today's Show, replacing Matt. And I'm going, wow, okay. So a lot of guys are in a lot of trouble. And I have a friend, and several friends in the business, but they were saying how a lot of guys who have done stuff in the past and know what they've done are just kind of sitting there going, oh, my gosh, is it going to ever come out? Is it ever going to come out? Because it's like Pandora's box.
They should be nervous.
Yeah, they should.
I think social media has a lot to do with it. The things that have come out,
right?
None of it is new.
No,
I mean, it's been around.
Oh no,
for
some stuff 30 years,
decades.
Yeah.
No, not even that part of it. I mean, this behavior.
Oh yeah,
is still going on and has been going on for a long time.
Yeah. And it's a public awareness.
Well, it's always been a joke,
right? That has
always
been there.
The casting couch, right? It's a joke. Oh, the casting couch.
And it's no different in politics.
Right.
That's been there for a long, long, long time. And people tend to sweep it under the rugs because nobody wanted to talk about it because, again, it was a person in a position of authority over somebody else. And who would believe
they were afraid.
The victim?
Right.
Yeah,
afraid
exactly.
To come forward. But let's try to get anybody who wants to call in and talk to us today. 800-222-5222. You're listening to the Axe Law Hour. That's ACTSlaw.com. We're talking with, of course, Danny Abir and also Doug. And we're talking about whatever you want to talk about when it comes to law. Your guys' firm does a lot of variety of different things.
Tons.
And Doug, you're very familiar, obviously, as Danny is with everything. So out of everything you do, what is your favorite thing to represent? What, I mean,
I do a variety of different types of cases. You know, I know that I've talked on the air about doing sex abuse cases.
Right.
I have a very robust practice in product failure. And we talked about the Nutribullet.
Yeah,
which is a significant problem across the globe.
Oh, you're talking about that little tiny blender that's kind of doesn't hurt anybody.
The one that blows up and
continues
to blow up.
Yeah.
We, you know, even since the last time we talked about it, the numbers have skyrocketed.
How many do you have now? How many cases?
Like 58 in the office.
Oh my gosh.
And that's a pretty statistical large number considering the number of blenders that have been sold.
For sure.
And nobody would ever expect their blender to blow up under any condition.
Wait, when you buy a blender, you don't think that it's going to explode on you? How can you not think that way?
Unless it's a grenade.
Yeah.
Or bomb.
Exactly.
Then I would expect it.
Tuck.
Uh huh. Yeah.
No, but we do other types of product cases that result in, most of the time, significant injuries to people, motorcycles, trucking accidents. We have a very robust construction defect practice group, which deals with large commercial properties or even large residential properties that have suffered a significant loss to the property as a result of a contractor or subcontractor not doing their job very well.
Okay.
We obviously deal with a lot of insurance loss claims, fire, property,
Yeah, you guys are getting a lot of stuff with the recent fires around here?
We're getting a lot of inquiries regarding the fires that are around here because, you know, they're trying to do a lot of root cause analysis.
Right.
I know PG&E is getting investigated up in the Northern California area because of those fires.
Oh,
my
wow.
understanding, Southern California Edison is being investigated down here as
pertains really?
To the Ventura fires.
Okay.
I don't know what's going to come of that.
Right.
But we obviously had some major, major fires over the last couple months, which has been detrimental. I live out in Ventura County.
So were you evacuated?
I was not. We were on a watch list. The air quality was pretty poor. I'm not in the city of Ventura, but I'm in Ventura County.
Okay.
Schools were closed.
Oh, wow.
People were not going outside. People were keeping their animals inside.
Mm-hmm.
To the extent that you could leave, most people were asked to leave. And it's been significant with respect to the people who have lost their homes.
And did you stay or did you?
We stayed.
You stayed in your house?
I stayed in my house. We were fine. I think the closest that a fire got to our house was about 10 miles.
Oh, okay. So that was
so
lucky.
So we were fine.
Mm-hmm.
I know Danny had a big scare because he had the 405 fire, which was really close to him.
Very close by the Scroll.
It was like
Center.
A mile, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A mile. And what was... What I'm thankful about is that the fire went the other way as opposed to coming towards us. If it had come towards us, we were so close. We could have easily been affected or evacuated.
Well, and it's so crazy because it just was jumping, you know, the freeway and just doing the most random stuff. No rhyme nor reason, not that fire ever does. But I know people were just, like you said, you know, waiting. If it would have went one way instead of the other, it would have been detrimental.
And the conditions were perfect.
You know,
and a lot of times... You know, listen, what does it take to start a fire? You have to have the right conditions, and you also have an ignition source.
Right.
And it could have come from any number of reasons, and one of the reasons that have been investigated in the past, and I suspect are being investigated currently, is was there some type of event or circumstance or company or individual that began that particular event?
Wow. Wouldn't that be something?
And, you know, and we have other types of practice areas which are very unique to the firm. Our business litigation practice group is very unique. Not a lot of people do it. And it's dealing with, you know, partnership disputes or contractual disputes.
Okay.
Like our firm is working on one right now that has to do with a racetrack purchase acquisition in dealing with an agreement to share profits with the new acquired company. And there was an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, that prevented them from being able to utilize the information that this individual who was a signer to the contract. And instead of including him in the equity, they actually purchased it without him and excluded him from the equity in that company.
Oh, wow.
So that's like sort of a very unusual type of case. And Boris Trezon, one of my partners, works exclusively in those areas. And he loves the business cases.
Oh, right.
Loves them.
I think when he was here, he was talking about how he represented people against Tyga, too. Wasn't that one of the things?
Hasn't everybody represented people against Tyga? I mean, for some reason, I think like Tyga's in the news being sued every single day.
Yeah.
I think we're the only one of the only firms who's actually collected from Tyga. Which is, that's the key. Because
well, and you collected from him twice.
We've collected from him twice, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and collections is a big deal. You know, a lot of people, when they have a judgment against them, are very crafty with the way that they keep their assets, unless there's insurance involved. And that's another thing that our firm tries to do is figure out where those assets are, find ways to attach them.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
And actually satisfy those judgments.
Oh, my gosh. So not only do you help them get the money, but then you collect it to make sure they do get it.
Which is actually something that's a specialty. Not every firm does that. So
let's talk about that.
We have to go to the break. When we come back, we'll talk more about some of the cases we have in the office that are interesting, and we'll take your calls on anything that is intriguing to you.
Yes, so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will continue our conversation with Doug Goshen, and we will continue with, of course, Danny Abir. We're going to talk about everything the Axe Law Firm does with our guest lawyer, like I said, Doug Goshen. So call us at 800-222-5222. If you have any questions or concerns, or if you want to know anything about anything we're talking about, it's the Axe Law Hour with me, Lorraine Love, and Danny Abir on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Message and data rates may apply.
Got it. This may be the last time you ever have to think about hair loss. Because I'm telling you, Bosley is the real deal. They're giving men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started on the hair gain train is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text FUN to 85850. Check them out now. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Dude, this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert, ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part, Bosley's solution is permanent. You're going to love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting FUN to 85850. Don't forget, that's FUN. To 85850.
Have you had significant damage to your property resulting from rain, wind, fire, or vandalism? If your home or business has suffered a loss and your homeowner's insurance company is refusing to repair the damages at a fair rate, you don't have to settle. You can fight back. The attorneys at Abair, Cohen, Trezon, and Salo know how to stop insurance company abuse. Axe Law will take immediate action to restore both your property and your pocketbook. Call Axe Law now at 888-992-ACTS for a free consultation. Call 888-992-AXE or go to axelaw.com.
Have you or someone you know been sexually harassed at work or school? There's a place to turn for confidential advice. Call the Sexual Harassment Hotline at the Jeannie Harrison Law Firm now at 213-805-5301. That's 213-805-5301.
Has rain, wind, fire, or floods damaged your property? The attorneys from Axe Law are here to help you act now at 800-222-5222.
This is Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to the Axe Law Hour, heard every Saturday at noon, providing you with solid information from our friends at the Axe Law Firm. That's ACTS Law. Find them at axelaw.com. And if you have any questions or you're looking for any advice, give us a call right now, 800-222-5222. I'm Lorraine Love, along with Danny Abir. And also, we have Doug Goshen with us here. But, you know, we always have Alex, right? Go see Alex. He can't help himself. He's texting us. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He's texting. Don't forget about property
loss. No, he sent me a text saying, Hashtag go see Alex.
Yeah, don't forget about Property Lash. Hashtag go see Alex. He can't quite stand that he's not here with us having the fun.
Yeah, and it's funny because yesterday I said, you want to come to the show? He said, no, take Doug. I'm like, you sure? No, take Doug. I think I've been there enough for the past few weeks.
Well, so that we don't disappoint Alex.
Yeah.
Property Lash is something that we talk about a lot. We do a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
What's very unique with our particular firm is that we handle property loss at the claim stage, which most law firms don't do.
Oh, okay. So from the very beginning, yeah. From the get-go.
Yeah. So if you have a loss, if you have a water loss, you have mm-hmm. a fire loss, you have a earthquake claim,
right.
Anything that pertains to potential insurance policy claim,
mm-hmm.
we would help guide that particular victim through that process so that they are not taken advantage of by an insurance company and they get full
right.
value for that loss. And in the event that they don't satisfy that particular loss, then we would handle the case in litigation with potential for it to be a bad faith claim.
Okay. All right. So we talked about that too. Make sure you start it from the beginning and go all the way through with your firm because it makes sense. And the other thing is it doesn't cost anybody to use your firm. It doesn't cost anybody to sit down and meet with you guys, right?
No, we are, we're
pure contingency.
Pure contingency, which
yeah.
means we don't recover if you don't recover.
Right. So you don't make any money unless they do. So what do they have to lose?
It's not as much what they have to lose. I think it's a question of being knowledgeable and
right.
knowing what your rights are.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things is, for example, I had a property loss years ago, before I knew what Alex's area of specialty was even. And I called the insurance company and they said, well, we don't cover this. This is not covered. And the funny thing was, I didn't think about, let me look at my policy and see what's covered and what's not covered. And I did the same thing as what most people do who are most insureds do. They think this is my insurance
right.
company. So
they're my friend.
If they're my friend.
They're here to protect me.
They've taken me out to lunch. They've
yeah.
bought me Christmas presents. And if they are on my side, they're telling me it's not covered. It's probably not covered. And I didn't think of it as simply as that. But when I talked to the person, I didn't realize that they have to come and at least inspect the loss before they do that. Most insurance companies, I mean, insurance companies make money when
right.
they don't pay, not when they're paying
exactly.
out. So their MO is basically to say, you know what? This is not covered. Most people will just give up at that point and go away. And the reason people don't realize that, for example, if they call us, we'll be able to help them is because they don't realize what their rights are.
Right.
They don't know that they should be
mm-hmm.
able to recover on probably 90% of these losses that insurance companies just flat out reject.
And you raised a very interesting point because I think oftentimes people think they could do it themselves.
Right.
Exactly.
They call the insurance company and they're like, oh, you know, I suffered a really bad loss to my house.
Right.
You know, my toilet upstairs leaked and it flooded
mm-hmm.
my downstairs. Or I've been in a really bad car accident and I can't work right now and these are all my medical bills. And they're assuming that they're being protected and their rights are being protected and that they're asking the right questions and they're not being set up for failure.
Right.
Oftentimes they are because, like Danny said, insurance companies, they make money by not giving it away.
Right.
And so we are able to help people
right.
get their maximum recoveries.
Exactly, because my experience has always been they ask the leading questions that is how you can kind of mess it all up in the beginning, right? They ask certain questions, like the insurance companies ask questions, and then depending on how you answer it is how you can move forward.
Absolutely.
And so when you say, oh, I don't know, or, oh, yeah, no, I think that did happen, and then later down the road they're like, no, but remember when it happened, you said this, this, and this, and you're going, oh, I didn't mean that. So if you have someone like you guys from the very beginning, you're helping them so that they understand the questions. Because a lot of times they don't understand the questions because it's not something we do every day.
Absolutely.
And, you know, a very simple example, a very, very simple example. Somebody's in a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
The other insurance company calls them on the phone and says, oh, Mrs. Smith, I'm really sorry you're in a car accident. Can we talk about your accident? Now, you weren't injured, right?
Right.
And they ask all these leading questions to get them committed. And all of a sudden, they've got a recorded statement from this person who maybe at the time doesn't even know about the nature and extent of her injuries.
Right.
Maybe she hadn't had a chance to have an MRI yet or some type of evaluative
mm-hmm.
treatment. And then all of a sudden, it comes to our office, and Mrs. Smith walks in. She's like, well, I gave this statement, you know, to the other
right.
person's insurance company. And we get it, and it's saying, well, she's making no claim for injury.
Right.
It's very fair to her because she's not a lawyer. She doesn't know that they're trapping her.
Right.
Not at all.
And that's the perfect word. They do. They try to trap you.
When it comes to insurance policies, it's even one step further than that. We have attorneys referring cases to us.
Oh, wow.
We have attorneys as clients on property cases because reading and interpreting insurance policies, understanding whether there's coverage on an insurance policy, it's a specialty.
Right.
It's a specialty that not every attorney has.
Oh, wow.
So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the ability to actually read and comprehend the policy is a specialty within itself. It's kind of like an eye doctor going to a dentist and saying, okay, you have eye problems and you go to a dentist. You need to go to a specialist to understand that. And that's the difference. As a normal, the average Joe does not understand what's in the policy.
Yeah, that's great because how do we know what we don't know?
Yeah, like there's a legal term of art. It's called resultant damage that you see in property loss claims. And it's what is the damage as a result of something else? For example, like a mold claim may not necessarily be covered in an insurance policy, but water loss is almost always covered in a traditional residential policy.
Right.
And if somebody is not, you know, with the sophisticated knowledge to be able to understand the legal jargon within their insurance policy and to be able to navigate with the insurance adjuster, they may not be able to get coverage for those losses.
Yeah, I just had a friend recently call me and she was saying she had a pipe burst. And luckily the plumber who came out was really nice and said, don't say that it was the pipe, you know, the pipe burst. Say that it was a faulty pipe. Because if you say the pipe burst, then it's not going to be covered. But if you say it was a faulty pipe, then it'll be covered by your insurance company.
Actually,
it's the other way around.
No, a pipe burst should be covered because it's sudden accident.
A spontaneous pipe burst, yeah.
Yeah.
We have one case in the office that I'm a little bit familiar with where it deals with the city, I think it was the city of Los Angeles, that was doing a sewer dig and ruptured the main sewer line.
Oh, no.
Causing it to back up.
Oh, my God, the sewer.
Into the person's house, and there was fecal matter all over the floors and walls. And obviously, it was a significant loss
because
you have to take out the drywall and redo the floors. And one of the investigations from the homeowner was, hey, where did this rupture happen? And they learned that it actually happened on city property, and so the claim is against the city. But in that particular scenario, we had to take a look at the homeowner's policy and say, is this a loss that that occurred on the property that would be covered under that policy?
Oh, wow.
Some people wouldn't know to even look at that.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
You see, this is the thing is most people think that they're talking to an insurance adjuster.
Right.
Not to an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance adjuster has an attorney right behind him.
There's sneaky. Always,
the insurance company has lawyers and they are lawyered up and they are ready to go and they know how to guide this and how to take this so that we actually had a potential client at the office. I think it was about a year and a half ago. They had legitimately and comfortably a $350,000 loss. The only reason they were denied and they had nothing because they basically talked, the things they said were inaccurate.
The questions
that they asked them made them answer it in a way that exactly like you said.
Yeah, leading questions.
That it took it completely out of the context of what it was supposed to be. And $350,000 loss became nothing because the insurance company would not cover it. It's very, very important.
So did you guys take that case?
We couldn't at that point.
Because it was too late.
It was too late.
So that's how important it is to start with you guys from the very beginning.
Yeah, and you really have to understand, you know, the lawyer really needs to understand the policy. Like we look at and another case that I'm working on was a disability policy, and it was an accidental disability policy. And it says, in the event that you are injured at work, the policy will pay out $2.5 million.
Right.
And then it had all these voluminous exceptions.
Uh-huh.
Like if you suffered a stroke, if you suffered a heart attack.
Right.
Well, this client was on the roof. He fell and bumped his head, really bumped his head, and suffered a stroke.
How sad.
The insurance company said, well, he suffered a stroke, so it's excluded. Oh, no.
No.
It was the incident that resulted in the stroke.
Right.
And so we were able to secure coverage for him and get him a recovery on his policy.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, see, there's so much to it. We don't know. We're not attorneys, right? We're just normal, everyday people paying our insurance premiums every month.
But even outside the context of insurance, the importance of having a good lawyer makes a huge – it's very – I mean, that makes – having a good lawyer is so important. For example, you have cases where there's an auto collision. maybe a limit, a very low policy limit, and big injuries. And people think, well, the only person that I can go after is the person who hit me with their car.
Right.
But then there are city issues and planning issues.
Oh.
And there are things that have to
product issues.
Product yeah. issues. For example, one of the cases we have in the office is a motorcycle accident that resulted in traumatic brain injury.
Yeah.
Oh, how sad.
Yeah, we have a motorcycle case where, you know, if you look at the facts of the case, she ran into the rear end of a vehicle that was in stop traffic. And if somebody didn't pay attention to it, they wouldn't know that there was another claim against the actual motorcycle itself.
Oh,
this is actually a very interesting case. Let's come back after
we'll
break
talk about it. Sure. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to continue our conversation. We're talking about everything that the Axe Law Firm does. If you have any questions, anything at all, give us a call. We're here with our guest lawyer, Doug Roshan, as well, with Danny Abir and myself. So call us at 800-222-5222. If you have any questions, you're listening to the Axe Law Hour with Danny Abir and me, Lorraine Love, on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here. Folks keep asking me how KFC can afford to fit two pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, taters and gravy, a biscuit, a medium drink, and a cookie into my KFC $5 fill-ups and still sell them for just $5. Well, I saved a little money by only paying for 25 seconds of this here 30-second commercial. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time, prices may vary. Tax extra. Extra charge for breast piece and side item substitution may apply.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, send Yeti on over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here. Folks keep asking me how KFC can afford to fit two pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, taters and gravy, a biscuit, a medium drink, and a cookie into my KFC $5 fill-ups and still sell them for just $5. Well, I saved a little money by only paying for 25 seconds of this here 30-second commercial. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time, prices may vary. Tax extra. Extra charge for breast piece and side item substitution may apply.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, send Yeti on over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Has your home or business suffered a loss getting the runaround from the insurance company? Take action. Call the attorneys from Axe Law now at 800-222-5222.
This is Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to the Axe Law Hour. Heard every Saturday at noon, providing you with solid information from our good friends at the Axe Law Firm. That's A-C-T. S Law. You can find them at axlaw.com. And if you have any questions, have you been in a car accident? Is there any sort of product liability cases? Any sort of property damage? Give us a call. We would love to talk to you. 800-222-5222. I'm Lorraine Love, along with our host, Danny Abir, and our guest attorney, Doug, today.
We can even say if you're using a blender.
Yeah, Nutribullet.
It explodes on you.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I'm like the Nutribullet Nazi now. Anytime I go in a friend's house, I'm like, no, Nutribullet's got to go. Get it out of there.
I think companies underestimate people in general.
Mm-hmm.
Because, listen, I mean, if something doesn't work, people are going to know it doesn't work because it's not working for them.
Right, right.
And they're not armed with the same knowledge as the actual manufacturer, so they're at a disadvantage.
Right.
Like we were talking right before the break about one of this motorcycle cases that I'm working on. I have a very, very, very severely injured young woman.
Oh, she's sad.
I think she's 25 right now, and uh-huh. She has a very severe brain injury.
Right.
Despite being helmeted when the accident occurred.
Okay, so she was wearing a helmet. Okay.
A very robust helmet.
Really?
But significant enough that you could use it for racing.
And so how fast was she going?
She was going within the speed limit.
Okay.
Traffic was stopped in front of her. Her brakes failed. And she was not able to stop her bike.
Oh, shucks.
So she did what you're taught to do, which is lie down your bike.
Yeah.
Because if you went straight into the rear end of the vehicle, you would fly through the air and land on your neck and probably die.
Yeah.
So she lied down her bike and she disconnected from her bike. She went one way, the bike went another.
Was she on a freeway or a...
She was not.
Okay.
She was on a surface street.
Surface street, okay.
So at first blush, it's like, oh, it's really unfortunate. You know, the traffic was stopped in front of her. Mm-hmm. You know, to no big surprise, the police officers hold bicyclists and motorcyclists almost always at fault.
At fault, of course.
I can't recall a single police report that I've reviewed, and I've done hundreds of these, where I've seen that the bicyclists or the motorcyclists were not held at fault for their own accident.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting. Okay.
And so we looked at it, and ironically, this particular bike has a recalled master brake cylinder.
That
actually corrodes and prevents the brakes from working at full capacity
and
eventually stops working.
And did she know about this recall?
She did not. So we have a whole other issue with it. The bike was sold to her from a dealer with an open recall, which is in violation of California law.
Oh, of course. You can't just do that.
There's a law that was passed in 2015. I don't know the statute off the top of my head, which literally says if you are a dealer and you have to sell a bike that is used, you have an obligation to look for any open recalls that exist within 30 days of that sale. And if there's anything open, you have an obligation to repair it. Well, this dealer did not. So they sold her the bike with the recalled part.
Oh, my gosh. And brakes, of all things.
Yeah.
How scary.
So that's something that we're just starting to work on. We have a battle because, you know, we have to deal with this particular bike is owned by a Japanese manufacturer.
Right. So you're dealing with them. You're dealing with the dealership.
We're dealing with them. We're having to serve them through the Hague Convention in Japan.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is a process in and of itself. And so they know that. And there's not a lot of people out there that can kind of wade through these waters to get this person the kind of justice that she needs in order to live. I mean, she will require 24-hour supervision for the remainder of her life.
Poor thing.
And at 25 years old, that's a very costly amount of money. And
right
now, she's thankful that she's got her family around. But, you know, we have to assume that that won't always be the case.
Right.
And her mom's getting older. And
we
need to make sure that she can be taken care of and that mom can be mom.
And, you know, that's what I love about the Axe Law firm, right? You guys really take in your clients. And I'm not trying to sound like a commercial, but because I've worked with you guys now for the past 3 months, I really feel like you guys do care about your clients and you do take your clients in and you do everything you can do to help them out because they are your first priority. It's not just about, you know, getting money for the firm or anything like that. I think you guys really do care about them and you care about their well-being. And I love that.
Yeah, we're really blessed. I mean, we just had the holidays and I had probably more former clients and current clients that reached out to me via text, via email, via phone call, just to wish me a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
See, and that
it was just nice
so
to hear from you.
Yeah, it sounds so much. And you guys have so much referral business. They say that's the biggest compliment you can ever have. And you guys have more referral business than anything. And the other thing I really like about your firm is how you guys just kind of get around the whole way of serving people. Because I was laughing when you guys were talking about how you served Taiga that one time and how one of your process servers got a front row ticket to his concert. And as he was up there touching the crowd, the process server served him. And I thought that is so awesome.
The creativity actually in that particular service of process was not just in the service of process. It was also one other factor too. We had to set a debtor's exam to get him to a debtor exam. And what we had looked at in the past that every year on Kylie's birthday, Taiga would take Kylie, they would leave the country. So we actually timed it in a way so that when he got served with the notice and then he had to show up, he was out of the country. And then he didn't show up. We got a
sneaky bench
warrant against him. And the bench warrant, I mean, he was in town during when he should have been for the debtor exam. But then after that, when the bench warrant was issued, he was out of the country. And to come back into the country when there's a bench warrant for you and issued on in your name is actually going to get him in trouble along with Kylie, who would get into the airport at the same time.
Interesting.
Yeah, and we're blessed. You know, clients are the utmost importance to us, and we have a fantastic staff that makes our jobs even easier.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's unbelievable.
I think one of the things is we all went, we are basically from the heart plaintiff's lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
And plaintiff's lawyers always fight for David on behalf of David,
right,
against Goliath. I think going against a Japanese manufacturer or against a huge company like Nutribullet that has sold 40 million units.
Yeah.
I mean, these type of cases where you're actually going against Goliath, you're going against a huge company,
mm-hmm,
it takes someone that does it not just for money. They're doing it because they care about their clients, and I think that's a huge factor. One of the other things, for example, for Doug specifically, last time we talked about the sex abuse cases, but
yeah,
these cases take a lot of toll on you. I mean, I personally don't know how you do it, but you have to see the relationship the clients have with Doug.
Right.
And how he's almost like a family member.
That's
or
awesome.
A brother or, I mean, somebody who's actually very close to them.
Yeah, you know, it's sometimes hard to be objective. I mean, as lawyers, that's what we have to do.
Right.
But when you're dealing with children who have been taken advantage of by the system and by people in authority,
you feel for
them. And a lot of these people come from broken homes.
Mm-hmm.
They've got issues already.
Right.
And you become their big brother. You become their role model. I mean, there are clients that I've represented in the past, and there are clients that I currently represent that I want to know what's going on with them with respect to their schoolwork, mm-hmm, and how they're getting along with their girlfriend or their fiance, right, or how their children are doing. Because it's important for me to know that they're moving on with their lives and that what we did for them helped them close that book.
Right.
You know, we have another practice area which is equally sensitive to me. We do a lot of birth injury cases.
Wait, birth?
Yeah, so children that are injured at birth.
Oh, my gosh.
So I've done, for example, one is, it's called bilirubin, but most people know it as jaundice. And it's a child who's born with a hyperbilirubin. You'll sometimes call it, they'll be yellow around their eyes.
Yeah.
If not treated at the time of birth, assuming that it's a level that's requiring treatment, it can develop into something called kynicterus,
really,
which results in cerebral palsy.
Oh my gosh.
So all of a sudden you have a child that's born that is globally brain injured as to speech, fine and gross motor, executive function, and that child will have to be taken care of for the rest of that child's life.
Oh, how sad.
And we have
Yeah, when my daughter was born, she was a little bit yellow. And so we talked about the whole jaundice thing, and they said, put her in the stroller and, you know, walk her around, get her some sunlight. And that was the extent of it. I had no idea that it could, you know, result to much, much more severe things.
It's horrible. I worked on one case where it was the county, and they sent this lady home with her baby within 48 hours of birth. The child's bilirubin levels were off the chart.
Oh, no.
And instead of doing anything, instead of saying, hey, let's put you under the lamp, hey,
right,
let's give you the therapy, the medication that's uh-huh necessary, they said, go and follow up with your primary care physician.
Oh,
and she's
gosh,
like, I don't have one. And they gave her a list.
So
by the time she got to the primary care physician, who got her an appointment, the baby was already brain damaged.
Oh, how sad.
And now, what's worse about it is they had a 7-year-old at the time that this baby was born.
Uh-huh.
They have a normal functioning 7-year-old,
right,
and they have a child who doesn't function normal.
Oh.
And the mother is exhausted.
Oh, that's
We had another one that I was working on where it was twins that bled out as a result of the delivery process. And instead of rushing blood products,
right,
to the children, they waited. And they waited too long, and the one kid suffered an anoxic brain injury. So you have twins,
sad,
one is thriving and one is failing, and you have a mother that just doesn't know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
So these are very sensitive cases. Not a lot of firms will work on them because,
right,
unfortunately, in California, we've got caps on damages,
uh-huh,
where the maximum you're going to get for pain and suffering in California is $250,000.
For what?
For their pain and the suffering that they have to deal with.
That's it?
That's it.
It's a very old law, and unfortunately, it has not
been
changed.
I had no idea.
And, I mean, 250,000 has been the cap for, what, 20-some years?
No, I think more than that, like almost 40. Well, since 1974.
Yeah, oh, so wow, I had no
250,000
idea.
250,000 then, it's very different than now. Let's go to our break, and when we come back, I want to talk about some SJS cases, too.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to continue our conversation with our guest lawyer, Doug Roshan, along with Danny Abir and myself. If you have any questions, give us a call, 800-222-5222. We would love to talk to you here at the Axe Law Hour, along with Danny Abir and me, Lorraine Love, on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Gary Garrison. L.A. Unified School District Superintendent Michelle King, who's been on medical leave since September, has revealed that she's being treated for cancer and will retire by June 30th due to the progression of her illness. Actor Jerry Van Dyke, the younger brother of the legendary Dick Van Dyke, has died. His most memorable acting role was that of Luther Van Damme on the sitcom Coach. Jerry Van Dyke was 86. Astronaut John Young, who went to the moon twice and flew the first space shuttle mission, has died. John Young was 87. In sports, the Los Angeles Rams will face the Atlanta Falcons in an NFC wildcard game tonight, the first NFL playoff game at LA's Memorial Coliseum since 1994. KABC SoCal weather, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s to mid-70s. More news coming up and continuous coverage at KABC.com. I'm Gary Garrison, Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 7575 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7575.
Have you had significant damage to your property resulting from rain, wind, fire, or vandalism? If your home or business has suffered a loss and your homeowner's insurance company is refusing to repair the damages at a fair rate, you don't have to settle. You can fight back. The attorneys at Abair, Cohen, Trazon, and Salo know how to stop insurance company abuse. Axe Law will take immediate action to restore both your property and your pocketbook. Call Axe Law now at 888-992-ACTS for a free consultation. Call 888-992-AXE or go to axelaw.com.
Want to lower your mortgage rate and payments? Wake up to Carrie Kasem and Alex Michaels Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. as they bring you up-to-the-minute information and advice on mortgage rates and programs on the Get Mortgage Fit radio show and MLS 6606 on 790 KABC.
We all have issues, so let's start talking.
In Your Right Mind is a new weekly behavioral health show that focuses on issues that pertain to just about everyone.
Join me, Dr. Tonmoy Sharma, and my co-host, Christina Kusner, as we highlight topics that get people talking.
In Your Right Mind is every Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Welcome back to the Axe Law Hour, helping you stop insurance company abuse at 800-222-5222.
This is Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to the Axe Law Hour. Heard every Saturday at noon, providing you with solid information from our good friends at the Axe Law Firm. That's A-C-T-S Law. Find them at axelaw.com. And if you have any questions or concerns, give us a call. These guys handle it all, and they really, really do care about you. So call us at 800-222-5222. I'm Lorraine Love, along with our host, Danny Abir. And I just wanted to let you guys know, in the break, the phones were ringing off the hook, and I had somebody call and ask, $250,000 in damages is all you can get. So she said that her mom went into the hospital, and they were supposed to, she was a diabetic, and they were supposed to amputate her left leg, and they ended up amputating her right leg. So she's looking for an attorney, and she said, is it only $250,000 in damages that she can get for that?
Yeah, for the pain and suffering, that's what you'd be limited to.
Wow.
So the doctor makes an error like that. You know, there are potential, you know, there are potential economic damages that could attach to that, such as prosthetics,
okay,
which can be quite costly because mm-hmm. you need a different prosthetic for different functions.
Right.
But using sort of your analogy, if a mom goes into labor mm-hmm. and the doctor commits an error where the baby dies, and let's assume for the moment that that's established, that the doctor actually committed an error and the baby died,
uh-huh.
that mother's loss is limited to $250,000. There's no economic damages for the loss of a
child.
And so we see that a lot, and unfortunately those cases are nearly impossible to take
right.
because the cost to prove that death costs more than what the case potentially could be worth.
Yeah, because you have to have experts that come in, and you have to pay them, right?
We do, and okay. those cases are quite expensive.
Oh, I'm sure. Wow.
Yeah, but the one thing, the pain and suffering is limited. So, for example, if you've actually had economic damages, that is still something you can recover. So if she has loss of income as a result of it, or she needs to be taken care of, that's something that you can get additionally. But the pain okay. and suffering is limited to $250,000.
Yes, okay. of course. So when we're dealing with like these brain injured children
right.
that are going to live for a period of time, that are going to require cognitive therapy and rehabilitation therapy and attendant care and trach management, because they may have respiratory
right.
issues, or medical management, those are compensable as economic losses,
mm-hmm.
and we can board those. We can actually ask the other side for those monies, and
okay.
that is not limited. That's
okay.
not capped.
Oh,
for
wow.
example, for some of these, the mother has to stay home and not work anymore.
Right, because she has to attend to the child. Yeah.
Attend to the child. I mean, these are, and one of the reasons if they're very important cases is because the parents have a really hard time taking care of these children.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's very, very, very expensive.
Right.
One of the cases that we have, or the type of cases that we deal with, is Stevens-Johnson syndrome cases. And
okay, what's that?
I knew you were going to say that.
It is a horribly, horribly awful disease that is secondary to very rare side effects, normally from medication.
Really?
It's sometimes called Stevens-Johnson syndrome.
Is this in babies or?
It's in anybody. Or the worst version of it is called toxic epidermal necrolysis. You've seen it a lot with Bactrim as a form of medication or sulfa-based medication. One of the main causes is anti-seizure medication like Lamictal.
Okay.
And so what happens is it's a rare side effect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, rare in the sense that you don't see it very often.
Okay.
That doesn't mean it doesn't occur. It mm-hmm. may not necessarily be reported as such. People may come into the hospital with a rash not knowing that it's actually a reaction to a medication.
Right.
But toxic epidermal necrolysis, which is the worst version of it, is your skin literally dies.
Oh, my gosh.
All of your skin. Inside your eyes, inside your cavities,
so on
your
face. There like a cure?
There's a cure in the sense that you basically suffer third-degree burns all over your body, and you have to go through skin grafts and major, major treatment.
How sad.
The results traditionally are not very good for the victims that have those issues.
Right.
And so how do we deal with that is, you know, if it's preventative measures, there's an obligation to provide information to a consumer or a patient when these are prescribed.
Okay.
And I think sometimes people skate around their obligations
mm-hmm.
by not giving that information, whether it's in writing or orally, to
right.
satisfy that. You know, and it could be something as simple as, hey, I'm prescribing you this antibiotic. If you have a rash or fever or some other symptom that's the precursor, stop taking it immediately.
Right.
Run to the hospital and let them know specifically, hey, I took this drug.
Right.
I need you to test me to see if there's something going on. Because it's preventable.
Right.
It's not like, you know, I hate to draw an analogy, but it's not like the Nutribullet where it just blows up
right.
on you, okay?
And you don't know.
This actually gives you warnings. And,
right.
and a
rash,
doctor
okay.
or pharmacist can tell you about those warnings. Some manufacturers have actually put black box warnings on the drugs that are potential for these conditions.
Yeah, why don't they have to put it on?
Because of the rareness. You know, and their position is it doesn't happen often enough.
This is like the NutriBullet.
No, and you know, we talk about forensic epidemiology. It was a good friend of mine, Dr. Michael Freeman up in Portland, who just wrote the book on forensic epidemiology. And we talk about the rareness of an event occurring.
Right.
You know, was the vertebral arterial dissection, which is the two arteries in the back of your neck that actually feed blood to your brain, was the dissection as a result of the rear-end collision or as a result of him sneezing? And you can go through the epidemiological studies to determine which is more likely than not, which is what our proof is at law.
Right.
So that's something that we look at. And, you know, we look at NutriBullet as a good example, right?
Right.
So let's assume for the moment that they actually have sold 40 million units per their advertisements, okay? We represent 58 clients just in our office.
Right.
That's separate and apart from the other individuals that we're aware of that have suffered injuries as a result of exposures to these particular blenders.
Over a period of years.
So that's at least 1 to 2 per million. That statistically is so significant when you're talking about exposure to a product.
Oh, yeah.
If an automobile manufacturer says, you know, we're going to sell a bunch of these cars, and 1 out of every 1 million people are going to suffer catastrophic loss by driving our car. Car manufacturer may have problems with that.
Yeah, I think most people would have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Wow. I know a friend of mine called and said, I was listening to the show, and I have a magic bullet. I had one like 7 years ago, and it blew up on me, and so I threw it away. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you didn't call anybody and tell anybody about that? And she said, no, I didn't. I just didn't even think about it. And I was like, oh, wow.
The problem is even if they call the company, the first thing the company says is, it's your fault. Mm-hmm. You did something wrong.
Right.
We had user error. Yeah.
Always.
We had an interview with Gail King in the morning on the CBS show.
Oh, I saw that.
And she said, what she said at the end of that piece was very telling. She said, the company said to us that, oh, this is only 22 out of 40 million that we've sold. And Gail King at the end of the piece said, yeah, but imagine if you're one of the 22 people who got hurt. I don't think they feel that way.
Right. You, your wife, your kids, your mom, your dad, your uncle. I mean, anybody you know is one of the 22.
And these are, you know, that's a risk assessment. You know, we talk about, you know, never put yourself in the shoes of somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But in certain realities, you kind of have to.
Right.
Because how would you feel if it was your wife or your child that was put in that position, you know, that all of a sudden they don't have their fingers or they've got secondary burns all over their body or they've suffered some other type of catastrophic loss secondary to something that could have been prevented by just designing a proper product or providing sufficient warnings.
Right.
Really straightforward stuff.
And in a lot of these cases, just like Doug said, there is a prevention that is not that difficult to do. So for like a NutriBullet, you can have an on-off switch.
Right. What will that cost? 50 cents? I mean, minimal amount probably to add that to every product.
Maybe. Yeah. You know, when we look at these two, it is about risk assessment. Mm-hmm. And there's something called the cost-benefit analysis. Is it so costly that it outweighs the benefit of the product? And of course, the manufacturers for almost all these will say, yeah, it costs too much. It costs too much to make that fix, and we're willing to assume the risk.
Right.
Like I had one where it was an automobile manufacturer, and the cover of the airbag would shatter.
Oh, my gosh.
And throw particles of the airbag cover into the person's face when it would go off.
Oh, wow.
And I had a client that was blinded by it.
How sad.
And they knew when they designed this that it was a problem. And the reason they knew is it was within the documents, was in the design documents.
Oh, wow.
But the cost to redesign it would have been having to redo the entire front dashboard. And that was too costly for them in order to assume the risks associated with having a failure.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Companies do that all the time.
That's unbelievable.
It's they look at it as pure business, and that's the sad part is that you're looking at basically. We've had in one of our negotiations, we've had a company come to us and say, "Well, you know, the U.S. government pays like what $2,500 or something for somebody who's innocent that they kill innocently," and so why should we pay any more than $1,000 for somebody who lost a finger as a result of
or lost their eyesight?
That's the,
that's
the point of view of some of these companies.
It was in the context of what is nuisance value, what is the value of human life, and these are things that it's very hard for us to argue is putting value on it. I mean,
right.
You asked me, I would say human life is priceless.
Priceless, absolutely.
You know, but we as lawyers have to put value on that to help compensate for that loss. You know, what did that person give? And so when you come to me and you say, hey, listen, it's unfortunate that we caused your client scars, but they've healed. The visible scars may have healed, but the trauma and the shock and the emotional distress and
it doesn't never go away.
Never go away. You're always in fear.
Well, I want to thank Doug for taking time on your Saturday
to
join
Doug.
Us.
Thank you, Doug. Welcome back.
Thanks
for
having
me.
Thank you again, Lorraine, as usual, for being my mate in this show. I hope and wish everyone a wonderful weekend and go Rams.
Yes.
Let's have one of our LA teams make
Wouldn't
it to the
awesome?
Super Bowl.
Love that. Awesome. Love, love, love that. Thanks so much for joining us today at the Axe Law Hour. Knowledge is power and power is knowledge. And we hope that we have empowered you today. Tune in every Saturday at noon to hear more from our friends at Abir, Cohen, Trezon, and Salo, the Axe Law Hour. For more information from our stellar team of lawyers, you can find them at axelaw.com. That's ACTSlaw.com. Thank you to our host, Danny Abir, and our guest attorney, Doug Roshan, for the great content. And of course, to you, our listeners, we do it for you. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. I'm Lorraine Love. You're listening to 790 KABC Talk Radio.
This show furnished by Abir Cohen, Trezon, and Salo.